请我们翻到以弗所书。
Can we turn to the book of Ephesians?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十七节
Verse 17
我们从那里读起求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that ye may know that what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并知道下他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边
Which he brought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places
愿超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但今世的连来世的也都胜超过了
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world but also in that which is to come
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为万有为教会做万有之首
and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的
which is his body the fullness of him that fills all in all
第二章第六节
chapter 2 verse 6
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活一同坐在天上
And hath raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天早晨你再一次给我们机会，让我们听见你的话。
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity that we may hear you.
我们愿意像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前。
We want to be like Mary to sit at your feet.
但我们不失去。那个不能夺取的福分
that we may not lose that blessing which cannot be taken away.
何等的喜乐，我们能够得着上好的福分。
Lord, we thank you that we are so joyful that we can receive the best.
何等的喜乐，我们能听见你的话。
That we can hear your word.
何等的喜乐，靠着你的恩典，我们也肯遵守你的话。
That by your grace, Lord, we will be able to obey your word.
但愿不止个人听见你的话。
That we may not just hear it individually.
教会全体都听见你的话。
That the whole church may hear your word.
愿意起来行走。
And may rise up to walk.
好让你在我们身上有路。
That you may have a way in us.
在你回来以前。
That before your return.
你的旨意在地上有路。
That your will has a way on this earth.
但愿你的旨意不只行在天上，也能够行在地上。
May your will not only be accomplished in heaven, but also on earth.
叫仇敌蒙羞。
That the enemy may be put to shame.
叫你的儿女们得着祝福。
Your children receive the blessing.
也让你自己得着荣耀。
And you receive the glory.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续来看教会。
We'd like to continue to look at the church.
我们昨天是从特罗菲摩这个人物切入这个题目。
Yesterday we used Trophimus to cut into this topic.
我们知道。特勒菲摩在他自己的感觉里面
We know that Trophimus in his own sentiment
那次保罗被囚那次保罗失去自由和他有关系的
That time when he lost his freedom has to do with him
其实我们知道和他没有关系
We know that Paul's capture had nothing to do with him
因为亚细亚人要跟监保罗
Because the Asians wanted to follow Paul
对于保罗的同伴别人都没有印象，特罗菲摩应该有印象。
Others that didn't have an impression of other companions of Paul, they had impression of Trophimus.
因为特罗菲摩明显是以弗所人。
Because Trophimus was an Ephesian.
所以因着这个印象， 就叫他们产生了一些错觉。
So because of this impression, they had a wrong idea.
因着错觉，所以就产生了错误的判断。
And because they had this wrong idea, they had the wrong assumption.
结果有了错误的决定。
And then the wrong assumption produced the wrong decision.
就失去自由了。
And then Paul lost his freedom.
虽然这是错误的决定。
Even though this was a wrong decision.
但这是许可的。
But this was an allowed thing by God.
我们知道保罗就失去自由了。
And then we knew Paul lost his freedom.
特洛菲摩，你能想象回到以弗所？
So you know when Trophimus returned to Ephesus,
他一定把所有的经过告诉以弗所的教会。
He must have told what happened to the church in Ephesus.
在这么多的教会里面，
amongst all the churches,
这次保罗被囚，这次保罗被捉拿，
this time when Paul was captured,
恐怕以弗所的教会感受是最深刻的。
Probably the church in Ephesus could relate the best to.
他们巴不得有一天能够听到好消息。
One day they hoped that they could hear some good news about.
他们也听说保罗到了罗马。
They heard Paul was taken to Rome.
保罗也在罗马监狱里面。
And Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
他们知道因为什么呢？因为推基古是他们中间的人，现在就和保罗一同在罗马。
Because Tychicus, who was from their midst, was now with Paul in Rome.
但是以弗所的教会希望能够多知道一点保罗的情况。
But the church in Ephesus wanted to know more about Paul's situation.
那巴不得多知道到底现在保罗是怎样了。
They want to know how is Paul doing.
结果有一天他们见到了推基古。
So one day they met Tychicus.
原来推基古是送信来的。
Tychicus was actually a messenger that brought a letter.
他手里拿着三封信。
He brought three letters.
一封是以弗所，一封是哥罗西，一封呢是腓利门书。
The letters were to the Ephesians, Colossians and Galatians.
那推基摩跟特洛菲摩通通是保罗的同伴。
Now Tychicus and Trophimus, all the co-workers of Paul.
他们都是亚细亚人。
They were all Asians.
所以你能想象到当特洛菲摩看到也推基古的时候。
So when Trophimus saw Tychicus,
你看看他心中的感觉是怎样的感觉。
You could imagine his sentiment.
所以很自然的你看他和以弗所的教会就读了保罗给以弗所的信。
So very naturally, he read the letter from Paul to the Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹，他们挂念保罗。
They were so concerned for Paul.
所以你看见，所以而且甚至于到了丧胆的地步。
And to a point of fear.
所以你看见在以弗所第三章第十三节，他说：“所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆。”
Wherefore I desire that you do not be faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
这原是你们的荣耀。
So because this is your glory.
现在你们不要自责。
Don't blame yourself.
你们不要难过。
Don't be saddened.
你们不要想到是因着特洛菲摩的缘故。
Don't be thinking because of Trophimus.
那我为你们所受的患难，你们不要丧胆。
So do not lose heart because of my what I've been.
这个原来是你们的荣耀。
Because this is your glory.
所以保罗被囚。
So for Paul to be in prison,
保罗失去自由，
Paul losing his freedom,
是有一个目的的。
There is a purpose.
乃是你们的荣耀。
That is your glory.
这不是特洛菲摩的羞耻。
This is not the shame of Trophimus.
这是特洛菲摩的荣耀。
This is the glory of Trophimus.
这不是以弗所的羞耻。
This is not the shame of Ephesus.
这是以弗所全教会的荣耀。
This is the glory of the church in Ephesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗那一次失去自由。
So brothers and sisters, when Paul lost his freedom,
保罗所经过的患难。
The tribulation that Paul went through.
你看见说和以弗所书的启示有很密切的关系。
It has much to do with the revelation of Ephesus.
那为着叫我们更明白一点。
So for us to understand this a little bit better.
我想我们对于保罗那些失去自由，我们稍微多说一点。
Let us speak a little bit more about the imprisonment of Paul.
保罗一生有三次失去自由。
Paul lost his freedom three times in his life.
第一次。就是二十七年前，当他在大马色路上遇见主的时候。
The first time was 27 years before when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
你记不记得圣经告诉我们说，神的光四面就把保罗照倒了。
And we know that the light of God shined around Paul and struck him down.
那保罗后来自己怎么解释那段经历呢？
Now how did Paul explain his experience?
你记不记得在以弗所，在腓立比书里面
？Remember in the book of Philippians.
他说我不是以为我这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了。
It's not that I have already laid hold of it or become complete.
我乃是竭力追求,
but I am pursuing
或者我可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的,
that I may lay hold of that which I was laid hold of by Christ.
那不要忘记,
but don't forget, 什么时候基督得着保罗呢? When did Christ lay hold of Paul?
什么时候基督征服保罗呢?
When did Paul, the Christ conquer Paul?
他永远记得,
he will forget forever and ever. Now he was in the Roman prison.
他还记得27年前的故事。
He remembered the story 27 years before.
弟兄姊妹, 他说, 我现在在罗马为基督做了囚奴。
That now I have become imprisoned for Christ's sake in Rome.
用我们很土的话来说,
simply speaking,
这一次基督捉拿了我。
So Paul, this time Christ laid hold of me.
Arrested me. 他把我拘捕了。
He arrested me.
从此以后我就失去自由了。
So from that time on, I lost my freedom.
但这不是第一次。
But this is not the first time.
这是第二次。
This is the second time.
20年前。
27 years before.
在大马色的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
我们的主征服了保罗。
Our Lord conquered Paul.
所以主就问保罗说, 你用脚告诉他说你用脚踢刺是难的。
So that's why the Lord told Paul, it is difficult for you to kick against the goats.
农夫要用牛来耕田。
So a farmer needs to use the ox to till the
land. 保罗就是那头牛。
Paul is that ox.
但是你看见保罗不愿意被神来用。
But Paul didn't want to be used by God.
所以我们的主就用那个刺来刺他。
So that's why God used that goat to prick him.
往大马色的路上。
So on the way to Damascus,
圣灵借着斯蒂凡, 借着别人做了许多的工作,
the Holy Spirit through Stephen and many others did a work.
但他绝对不肯屈服,
but he was not willing to
他要走他自己的路,
he was not able to, he wanted to go his own way.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹, 不要忘记,
don't forget,
我们的主一定要得着他,
our Lord wanted to gain him.
所以那一次在大马色的路上,
so on the way to Damascus,
神就用光把他照到了,
God used light to break him
down. Once caught, never escape. 一旦被捉拿了，就永远不能逃脱了。这就是保罗的经历。This
is Paul's experience.
所以保罗那次在大马色路上是被捉拿的。So
on the way to the Damascus, Paul was arrested.
他是被拘捕的。He
was caught.
是谁拘捕了他？Now
who laid hold of him?
是谁捉拿的他？Who
caught him?
乃是我们的主得着他。It
was our Lord gaining him.
所以保罗说他得着了我。
So Paul said he had gained me.
所以现在我不是说我已经有了，我乃是竭力追求。
He said that I pursue onward.
但愿我能够得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
That I may lay hold of that which Christ laid hold of me.
那是大马色路上。
On the way to Damascus.
主把我拘捕了。
The Lord arrested me.
为着他荣耀的目的。
For his own glory.
但愿那个目的能够达到。
May that purpose be fulfilled.
所以我乃是竭力的追求。
So I press on.
叫神的旨意能在我身上成就,
that the will of God may be fulfilled in me.
所以在保罗的感觉里面,
so in Paul's sentiment,
在大马色的路上,
on the way to Damascus,
是基督征服了保罗。
Christ conquered Paul.
当保罗扑倒的时候,
as Paul was at the
cross, 他是降服在神的光中,
and he was yielded to the light of God.
那一次被征服了,
that time when he was conquered,
保罗永远成为耶稣基督的俘虏。
He forever was the slave of Christ.
那是27年前。
That's 27 years ago.
弟兄姊妹, 这一次,
this time,
神借着犹太人拘捕他。
Through the Jews, Paul was arrested.
我们说过, 神不能让他再等下去。
God cannot wait any longer.
如果保罗再等下去的话,
if Paul God waited a little longer,
你看见犹太教会就变成犹太教的延续。
The church would become a continuation of Judaism.
你看见, 我们知道说, 雅各是神的使徒。
Now we know James was an apostle of God.
但是神给雅各的光, 和神给保罗光不一样,
but the light that God gave James and gave to Paul is different.
谁对神给的光越大, 他的要求自然就越大。
The greater the light God gives to someone, the greater the expectation is from that person.
雅各没有看见那么多,
James didn't see as much.
但是感谢主, 保罗看见了。
But thank the Lord that Paul saw it.
他为着他所看见, 必须要付上代价。
For what he saw, he needed to pay a price.
所以这次如果保罗失败了,
so if Paul failed that time,
如果保罗软弱了,
if Paul became weak,
这不是个人的失败,
this is not just a fall of Paul,
全体的失败,
it's the fall of the whole church.
那从此以后
from that point on,
教会就没有光了
the church would no longer have
light 教会就没有路了
the church would no longer have way
教会真的没有路可以走
the church would have no way to go
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你看见吗
you see that
如果没有保罗所给我们看见的
if we didn't see what Paul showed us
教会很可能真的就变成了犹太教的延续
the church would become an extension of Judaism
今天教会的光景不是犹太教的延续吗
isn't the condition of the church today the continuation of Judaism
整个见证荒凉的历史不是告诉我们说教会已经回到被犹太教化了吗
isn't the whole desolation of the church tells us that the church has returned to Judaism
我们的主不是在那里说预言吗
isn't our Lord speaking prophecy there
他说在世上有君王有这个这些有君王有诸侯来掌管他们
he said in the world they have kings and lords over them
在你们中间却不可以这样
but in your midst it shouldn't be this way
这什么意思
what does that mean
我们的主的意思告诉我们说
our Lord said this
有一天教会要世界化
one day the church will become secularized
世界有君王
the world has a king
教会就有教皇
the church has a pope
世界里有诸侯教会里就有许多的主教
the world has dukes and then the church has bishops
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
你看见有一天教会要世界化
one day the church will become secularized
但是不止如此
not only that
就说你不要接受人称作你不要接受人师尊的称呼
Don't allow people to call you a teacher
你们只有一个父
You only have one father
今天在犹太教里面有许多的拉比
In Judaism you have many rabbis
但是主说你们只有一个父子
But the Lord said you only have one teacher
你们都是弟兄
You are all brethren
这什么意思
What does that mean
这就是说有一天有教会要犹太教化
That means that one day the church will become Judaized
因为当教会犹太教化的时候
Because when the church becomes Judaized
什么都变得很简单
Everything becomes simple
跟随传统是最容易的
To follow tradition is the easiest
thing 你不需要付代价
You don't have to pay a price
你不需要得到启示
You don't have to receive revelation
比父亲怎么做
How the father did
祖父怎么做
How your grandfather did it
你就怎么做
Then you do it
这是全世界最容易的事
This is the simplest thing
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
如果这样的话
if it's this way,
你看见新酒就装在旧皮袋里面
Then you see how the new wine is put in old wineskins
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们说过
we already said,
新酒只能装在新皮袋
New wine can only be put in new wineskins
这一次保罗学了惨痛的功课
This time Paul learned a terrible lesson
这一次保罗付上了惨痛的代价
And he paid a great cost
不要忘记
Brothers and sisters,
教会有路
The church has a way
那一次你看见神用了一个 drastic 的行动用了一个非常激烈的行为
So God did a drastic move
你看见在保罗想也没想到的时候
Before Paul even imagined it
这一次你看见保罗被捉拿了
So you see this time Paul was captured
保罗失去自由了
Paul lost his freedom
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
就是因为保罗学了最深的功课
Because Paul learned a deep lesson
现在教会有路了
Now the church has a way
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个路你不能随便让它过去
This way you cannot just let it pass by
这个路是付上很多代价的
This way is the one that pays, you have to pay a great price
那我们为了更清楚这个是怎么发生的
So if we want to understand deeper how this occurred
我们在背景上还要再多说一点点
In the background we have to speak a little bit more
然后等到我们回到以弗所书的时候
So then when we return to the book of Ephesians
你就可以知道大概在罗马监狱里面
So then you know that in the Roman prison
保罗他的心路历程他在里面的世界到底经过了什么
What occurred in the inner world of Paul
到底在他里面学了一些什么样的功课
What did Paul learn inside of his own
heart 然后你才看见说当他说教会是基督的身体
So then when you see that when he says the church is the body of Christ
你看这句话背后有许多代价的
Now this phrase in the background there's much price
这句话的背后有血也有泪的
In the background this has a lot of tears and sweat
这个不是随便说的
So this is not just a careless word
所以你看见吗当以弗所的启示给教会的时候
So when the revelation of the book of Ephesians is given to the church
这是最高的启示
This is the greatest revelation
但是背后所付上的代价也是最昂贵的代价
But behind it is the greatest price that was paid
那让我们稍微再慢一点说再来看
So let us take a step back
我们知道说保罗的一生是33年属灵的一生33年
Now we know that the spiritual life of Paul was 33 years
第一个11年他在神面前隐过隐藏的生活
The first 11 years were hidden years
生命在他里面积蓄
The life was there being stored
结果生命那个流露就变成了他的侍奉
So the outflow of life became his service.
所以第一个第二个11年你看结果累累。
So in the second 11 years, he said he bore much fruit.
那就是根据11年他在主面前所学的。
So it's according to the first 11 years what he learned before the Lord.
现在你看见到处神使用保罗。
Now you see that in different ways God was using Paul.
所以到了第二个阶段最末了的时候。
So towards the end of the second stage of his life,
我们知道说保罗可以说是到了
So Paul reached the peak of his second stage.
我们可以说他的这个启示到了最高峰了。
And you know that his revelation reached the peak as well.
他写了罗马书。
He wrote the book of Romans.
那个时候他写了加拉太书。
Then he wrote Galatians.
写了零前跟零后。
First and Second Corinthians.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
What does that mean?
你知道保罗在以弗所。
You know that in Ephesus, Paul taught for 2 years.
有人告诉我们说,
Some tell us,
这有相当根据的,
there is a basis here.
保罗在推拉奴学房, 租了别人的房子, 一共足足教导了2年。
So in the school of Tyrannus, he taught for 2 years.
那么你知道那个以弗所天气很热,
you know that in Ephesus, it's very hot.
所以这学家推拉奴，他上课的时候都把用早晨上课。
So the philosopher Tyrannus, he would teach in the mornings.
然后中午12点到5点就休息了，因为太热了。
And then because from noon to 5 o'clock, it was too hot, so he would rest.
然后黄昏以后他们再来上课。
And then after the dawn, they would come back.
所以推拉奴呢是个哲学家。
Tyrannus was a philosopher.
那么他有一个学校。
And he had a school.
那保罗呢就借他的学校。
And then Paul borrowed his school.
那么每天呢，大概他们休息的时候，保罗就在那里教导。
So when they would rest, then Paul would be teaching there.
然后全亚细亚的人都听见主的道。
And all of Asia came and heard the word of the Lord.
你想想看，
think about it.
如果一天讲5个钟头的话，
if you think about it, Paul spoke for 5 hours a day.
保罗足足讲了2年。
So he spoke for 2 years.
那你们一定很喜欢知道那个到底他讲什么道。
So you want to know what he preached on.
那最少你能拿一点讲义也很好。
So you should actually take up a lecture notes.
那弟兄姊妹，你拿不到讲义的。
So if you don't have lecture notes.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
到底保罗在那一段时间讲些什么东西？
What things did Paul share on?
这就是罗马书、加拉太书、林前林后告诉我们的。
So this is what Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians tell us.
凡是圣灵觉得保罗那2年讲的该留下来，通通留在这4卷书里。
So what the Holy Spirit felt appropriate, he kept in these 4 books.
你看保罗的启示真是很大。
And then of course the revelation of Paul was great.
你记不记得保罗对以弗所教会怎么说？
What did the Lord say? What did Paul say to the church in
Ephesians? 他说：“凡是神的旨意，我们又一样必会不传给你们的。”
He said, "I did not withhold from telling you the whole counsel of God."
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
你读了零前零后罗马书跟加拉太书。
So if you study Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
好像保罗说，你看所有神的旨意都在这里了。
Said the whole counsel of God is already in these 4 books.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
在保罗的感觉里面真的这样。
In Paul's sentiment, it was this way.
他觉得如果现在我到主那里去，
Said if I go to the Lord now,
因为他知道有锁链等着他，
Because he knows there were chains that were waiting for him.
如果他今天为主寻道的话，
So if he was martyred for the Lord,
他没有遗憾，
He had no regret.
因为凡是神所启示给他的，
So whatever God had revealed to him,
他知道神的旨意,
he knows the will of God. There was not one thing that was withheld from him.
然后圣灵就把这些话就把它记录下来。
So then the Holy Spirit recorded what he spoke.
这就是保罗的第二组书信。
These are the second groups of Paul's letters.
这就是加拉太书、罗马书、林前跟林后。
Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
现在你知道说，
Now you know,
保罗的启示到了最高峰。
The revelation of Paul reached its height.
神实在用他。
God really used him.
他真的结果累了。
He really bore fruit.
他的执事可以说也到了最高峰。
And his ministry reached its peak.
他的工作到了最高峰。
His work reached its peak.
现在如果他到主那里去，
Now he went to be with the Lord.
他可以交出很漂亮的成绩单。
He had a great report card.
所以你知道说他， 因为这11年神实在的使用他。
Because the Lord in these 11 years really used him.
不光这样，
Not only that,
就是生命 来说,
from a life perspective,
第一个11年,
the first 11 years
好像是幼年,
it was like the period of childhood.
第二个11年,
the second 11 years
好像进到了少年期,
adolescence.
到了第三个11年,
the second, third 11 years
那保罗就进到了成年期,
Paul reached adulthood.
你读这三个11年,
if you read these three 11 years,
你能够读出生命成长的轨迹,
you could see the progress of Paul's life.
你能看见保罗生命进步的情形,
you could see the progress of the growth of his life.
你看见第一个阶段,
the first phase.
你特别读帖前, 你特别读帖撒罗尼迦和帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候,
when you read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians,
你几乎能看到保罗在第一个阶段他所学的功课,
you could see the lessons Paul learned in the first 11 years.
保罗对帖前帖后的对帖撒罗尼迦教会说,
so Paul told the first the church in Thessalonica, he said, I am just like a mother to you.
他向着他们像父亲一样,
just like a father to you.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, you see it's very clear.
在保罗第一个阶段,
in the first stage of Paul's life,
他所神所主所给他的环境,
the environment that God gave him,
那是个家庭的环境,
it was like an environment of family.
保罗需要父亲,
Paul needed to be a father. Paul needed to be a mother.
现在保罗长大了,
now Paul grew up.
现在保罗做别人的父亲,
and now Paul became the father and mother to the church of Thessalonica. He took the lessons he learned and help the church.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
很明显第一个11年,
the first 11 years,
那是讲到保罗幼年的时候,
it speaks of Paul's childhood,
他属灵幼年的时候,
in his spiritual childhood.
但是等到他进到第二个11年,
but when he entered into the second 11 years,
他就来到了基督的学校,
he came to the school of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand,
他不光做信徒,
he not just be, was just a believer, but now was a disciple.
现在他要学习舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
Now he had to learn to deny himself, take up his cross and follow.
你如果要知道保罗是怎么背十字架,
yeah, if you want to know how Paul bore his cross,
你去读他的哥林多后书,
just read 2 Corinthians.
哦，就是那一段时间,
that period of time,
保罗虽然是眼睛是瞎半瞎的,
even though Paul was half blind,
但从一个地方到另外一个地方,
he went from one place to other place.
他怎么告诉我们的?
What did he tell us?
他说, 死在我身上发动,
he said, death was realized in me,
生就在别人身上发动,
and life was realized in others.
他说从此以后不要再来搅扰我,
so from that time on, don't bother me,
因为在我身上带着耶稣的印记,
because I bear forth the mark of Christ.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这是个背十字架的人,
this is a man who bears the cross.
所以你看见第二个阶段,
so the second stage,
保罗真的做主的门徒,
Paul really became the disciple of the Lord,
真的在基督的学校,
he was really in the school of Christ.
第一个阶段,
in the first phase,
是生命,
was life.
第二个阶段,
second stage,
是真理,
is truth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见保罗在真理上, 他自己学了许多,
so in this matter of truth, Paul learned a lot.
他也给了我们许多,
and they gave us much.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
so thank the Lord.
现在呢, 到了第二个阶段最末了的时候,
so when you come to the end of the second phase,
不管你从哪个角度来看,
no matter what angle you look at it,
我们可以说保罗, 几乎快成熟了,
we can say Paul is almost mature.
他是一生用处最大的时候,
he would became the most useful in his life.
终于神给了他一双手,
finally God gave him a pair of hands.
那双手是不同于所有的手,
that pair of hands is different from other pairs of hands.
借着这一双的手,
through these pair of hands,
借着他手中的工作,
through the work in his hands,
他能赢得全世界来归向基督,
he can win the whole world for Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样的一双手,
these pair of hands,
不能只有一双,
you cannot just have one pair,
应该有两双,
you should have two pairs,
应该有三双,
you have three pairs,
应该有十双,
you should have ten pairs.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
就在保罗日正当中的时候,
when it was high noon in Paul's life,
就是保罗一生最好的时候,
in the best of his life,
忽然间晴天霹雳,
all of a sudden he lost his freedom.
所以我们要从这个角度来看,
so then we see from this angle,
一面从特洛菲摩的角度来看,
from Trophimus' perspective,
你看见保罗忽然间被捉拿,
all of a sudden Paul was captured.
那就圣灵知道保罗要学什么功课,
only the Holy Spirit knew what lesson he had to learn.
很明显的保罗失去自由,
Paul losing his freedom,
是神管教他,
it was the discipline hand of God.
什么叫管教呢?
What does it mean to discipline?
你错了, 我管教你,
you are wrong, I discipline you.
这个打是责打,
this striking you is a strike of the discipline.
就像雅各的苦难一样,
just like the suffering of Jacob.
雅各的苦难,
so a lot of what Jacob went through was a part of the discipline of God. Because you did something wrong. God wants to correct you. God wants to change you.
你看见吗?
You see that?
很明显神的管教的时候在他们身上。
Very clearly, the hand of discipline was upon Jacob.
保罗失去自由,
Paul lost his freedom. On the one aspect, it's the disciplining hand of God. We have to see what fruit did that discipline hand produce. This is one aspect. On the other hand, don't forget, why was it that when those pair of hands were the most useful, even though if Paul was weak, but those pair of hands, you couldn't put it in chains. So if you enchain those hands, how about the gospel? How about the will of God? God used 22 years to sculpt Paul. Now the hands that that God produced, those two hands should shake the whole world.
结果弟兄姊妹,
but then, brothers,
神的旨意高过人的旨意,
the will of God is higher than the will of man. So there is a positive aspect. This positive aspect is according to the work of God in Paul. So now that hand is not the striking, it's not just disciplining. And then that striking is to strike.
这就好像约伯一样,
it's just like the experience of Job.
约伯不是犯罪了,
Job did not suffer because he sinned.
约伯因为受苦了,
so Job suffered, that's why he sinned. Because God testified.
他是个完全人,
he is a righteous man.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神的工作,
the work of God was to take him from being a perfect man to become even more perfect man.
你看见保罗到这个雅各不是这个约伯的完全是在他自己里面的完全。
So Job's perfect or completeness was in him.
结果神要把他带到在神里面的完全。
He wanted to bring that completeness in God.
所以因着这个缘故,
so because of it,
神把苦难加给他。
That's why God added suffering to him.
所以他说神基督
so God struck me, God hurt me.
我经过试炼以后,
so after I have gone through persecution, I will become like a gold, refined gold. After trials, I will be like refined gold.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见说, 神在他身上创造伤口,
so God produced scars on him.
结果目的是要在他身上产生金子,
so that in him can produce gold.
所以这是什么?
What is this?
这是击打,
this is to strike.
这不是责打,
this is not discipline.
有两种的苦难,
there are two sufferings.
一种叫 deserve suffering.
One is deserved suffering.
是罪有应得的苦难,
it's because you deserve it.
还有一个是 undeserved suffering, 是罪没有应得的苦难.
The second suffering is undeserved suffering.
不是因为你错了,
it's not because you did something wrong.
因为你太完全了,
but because you're too complete.
在你里面太完全了,
you're too complete.
你的完全赶不上神的完全,
but your completeness cannot reach the perfection of God.
所以现在神要在约伯身上做,
so now God wanted to do a work in Job.
你看神把约伯比作河马,
so you know, God compared Job to a hippopotamus.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
河马是最大的东西,
hippopotamus is the greatest thing.
现在约伯觉得自己很伟大,
now, Job thought he was so great.
你看见吗?
But you see that?
神的工作,
but the work of
他知道怎么对付河马,
he knows how to deal with the hippopotamus.
不光这样,
not only that,
约伯也是一条鳄鱼,
now Job is also an alligator.
你看那个鳄鱼, 它的甲盔啊, 是最完整的,
and the alligator, you know, his outer skin is the most complete.
你没有办法破碎它的,
you cannot cut through it.
你没有办法切入,
you can't cut through it.
他太完整了,
he is too complete.
这就是约伯,
this is Job.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
用42章的圣经,
to use the 42 chapters of the Bible,
给我们看见神在约伯身上的工作,
to show us the work of God in Job.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个苦难是成长的苦难,
this suffering is the suffering of growth.
是growing pain.
Growing pain.
当我们成长的时候,
whereas we grow,
你会经过一种的苦难,
you will go through a certain pain.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
那个叫做成长的苦难,
those are growing pains.
从苦难达到完全,
So from trials, from tribulation to completeness. So as we go through this process of
growth,
these are lessons that we have to learn.
好了,弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
到了第三个十一年,
when you reach a third 11 years of
Paul's life, 那最后的11年一直在死亡的阴影底下,
you see that those last 11 years were spent under the shadow of death.
换句话说,
in other words,
最后的11年,
the last 11 years,
保罗走的路, 乃是十字架的道,
the way that Paul went was the way of the cross.
我不要忘记,
but don't forget,
现在这十字架的道路,
so this way of the cross,
有一个目的的,
there is a purpose.
第二个11年,
the second 11 years,
保罗结果累累,
Paul bore much fruit.
第三个11年,
the third 11 years,
现在神要他所结的果子,
God wanted the fruit that he produced to remain. If the church became Judaism, if the church became but a sect of Judaism,
历史就要告诉我们说,
the history will tell us,
保罗当初的确就是结果累累,
Paul indeed produced much fruit.
那些果子都到犹太教里去,
all those fruits went into Judaism.
神得着什么?
What did God receive?
我们的主得着什么?
What did our Lord receive?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, because of this,
你看见说, 忽然间保罗的手被监禁,
so all of a sudden the hands of Paul were imprisoned.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在保罗失去了自由,
now Paul lost his freedom.
他还能为主做什么?
What could he do for the Lord?
他还能有什么贡献?
What else, what other contribution could
不要忘记,
he have? Don't forget,
十字架的道路从来没有浪费,
the way of the cross is never wasted.
十字架的日子, 背十字架的日子, 没有一天是浪费,
to bear the cross, no one, not one day is wasted.
你看见保罗所结的果子,
you see that the fruit that Paul produced,
神要叫他永远长存,
God will cause it to remain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因着那个长存的果子,
because of the fruit that remains,
保罗学了一个很惨痛的功课,
Paul learned a very difficult lesson.
许多为神做工的神的仆人,
many servants of God,
他们不明白,
they don't understand,
为什么许多是领导他们,
and many things occur in their lives.
神如果不用他,
if they don't, God doesn't
need
him. God could have left him aside.
结果神使用他们,
God used them.
那为什么后来神又给他们这样的功课呢?
Then why did he give them such a lesson?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因着神的祝福,
because of the blessing of God,
叫你结果累累,
so that you can produce much fruit.
但是我们要问,
but we want to ask,
经过100年以后,
after 100 years,
经过200年以后,
after 200 years,
那个果子还在吗?
Is that fruit still remaining?
那个果子能带到永世吗?
Can that fruit be brought to eternity?
最虚空的一件事,
the most empty thing.
你劳苦了一辈子,
you labored all your life.
结果那些果子通通流失,
all that fruit it was gone.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你看见说,
you see this,
神的道路高过人的道路,
the way of the Lord is higher than our way.
所以保罗现在就进到了第三个阶段,
so now Paul entered into the third phase.
那么进到第三个阶段的时候,
when he entered into the third phase,
他最难过的一段时间,
the hardest time for him,
那就是在罗马监狱的时候,
was in the Roman jail.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你能够明显想得到,
you could imagine,
如果你认识保罗的话,
if you know Paul,
你知道保罗可以说是个非常活跃的人,
you know Paul was a very lively person,
他到处都走的,
he could walk around many places.
我们说过他凭着两条腿, 他大概走了地球赤道的一半,
you see, just with his two bare feet, he walked through a half of the equator.
所以保罗是马不停蹄, 你从来没有闲下来过的,
so Paul never stopped.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个像我不想用生龙活虎, 就是我一个非常活蹦乱跳的一个人,
someone that's very lively.
你看见忽然间, 现在他中风了,
and then all of a sudden now he got a stroke.
你看见吗? 那个锁链就叫保罗不能够自由,
those chains caused Paul no longer to be free.
他要把福音送到全世界各地,
he wanted to send the gospel to the end of the
earth. 他要在皇帝面前做见证,
he wanted to testify before the king.
谁要用他?
God wanted to use him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见他工作的范围是全天下的,
you know his work encompasses all of the earth.
他要赢得全世界来归向主,
he wanted to gain the whole world for Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, But at this time, he shouldn't be feel constrained. Those chains became his constraints. Before someone who was so lively,
非常自由,
active,
动来动去的,
he was very active, moving around,
忽然间半身不遂了,
all of a sudden becomes half paralyzed.
你看这一半,
half paralyzed, he couldn't move.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个忽然间中风的人,
when someone is so, all of a sudden become when he gets a stroke, what kind of
他的打击, 他所背的手受的刺激, 有多大吗? 受刺激,
hurt. Yeah, his hurt is so deep.
所以我们知道说你能够想象得到当保罗真的被放在监狱的时候
So you could imagine when Paul was placed in jail
虽然是软禁
Even though he was just it was a soft prison
House arrest
House arrest
那结果你看见说那个锁链是不光锁着他而且锁着另外一个兵丁的
But his chain was not only upon him but was also upon another soldier
他可以继续写信
He could continue to write letters
他可以继续谈话
He could continue to speak
但是弟兄姊妹, 你看见保罗受了何等的限制?
But Paul was so limited.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
对保罗来讲, 这是个shock.
For Paul, this is a shock.
是一个神经上一个莫大的震撼。
It was a great shock.
你不要忘记,
Don't forget.
保罗也像我们一样有血有肉。
Paul is like us, flesh and blood.
如果神从来没用过保罗,
If God never used Paul,
这次的刺激不是那么深的,
this hurt this time wasn't so deep.
本来我就是没有用的,
I was not that useful anyway.
所以现在, 中风不中风都差不多的,
now, whether I have a stroke or not, it's not that big a deal.
但是不是的,
but no, brothers and
sisters.
Paul was the most useful.
现在你把他限定在一个一定的时间跟空间里面,
but if you limit him to a time and space,
你能想到保罗里面翻江倒海的情形,
you could imagine the struggle that Paul had within.
当一个人落在这种情形的时候,
when someone is in such circumstances,
他看着他自己的伤口,
when he sees his own scar,
他一定会哭的,
he will cry.
他越看他的伤口,
the more he sees his scar,
他这个人就越陷得越深,
the more he falls deeper.
然后不知不觉他自己就掉到自己的壳子里面去,
so very easily he falls into his own shell.
他觉得他是全世界最可怜的人,
he will feel the most he feel that he is the most
pitiful
person.
所以现在他要把他自己关起来,
now he wanted to shut himself down.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有?
You see that?
许多的 depression,
many who are depression,
许多的沮丧,
much of the depression,
许多的忧郁症,
and much of the depression,
你注意到,
you see that?
但是忽然间来一个打击,
it was always all of a sudden something happened.
你不知道怎么去反应它,
you don't know how to react to it.
刚开始的时候,
in the beginning,
特别在那伤口非常大的时候,
as that wound is very big,
你看我们这个就慢慢慢慢就掉到我们的壳子里面去,
we slowly start and fall into our own little shell.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
经过了一段时间以后,
after a period of time,
你慢慢才晓得,
you slowly start to understand.
你不知道自己掉的有多深,
you don't know how deep you have fallen.
今天医生告诉你说,
today the doctor will tell you,
你得了忧郁症,
you have depression.
你需要吃一点的药,
you have to take some medicine.
为什么吃药呢?
Why do you have to take medicine?
希望能把你从你的深处把你拉出来,
because he wants to bring you out of the depth of yourself.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当一个人一沮丧的时候,
when someone becomes depressed,
他的那个他所掉进去的,
what he falls into,
就像圣经里所说的无底坑一样,
it's just like the abyss in the Bible.
那个坑是没有底的,
that abyss is bottomless.
所以有很多人要一年才恢复,
so some people take 1 year to recover.
有人要2年才恢复,
some people take 2 years to recover.
有的人要3年才恢复,
some people take 3 years to recover.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你读腓立比书的,
so if you study the book of Philippians,
你可以看出来一点点,
you could see a little bit.
保罗跟我们差不多的,
Paul is just like us.
当他受这么大打击的时候,
when he was stricken so hardly,
他不知道怎么应付他,
he didn't know how to handle it.
他里面实在不明白,
he didn't understand.
如果神不用他,
if God does not use him,
他为什么早就不用他,
why didn't he stop using him earlier?
当他最有用的时候,
when he is the most useful,
他不是为着自己,
not for himself,
他不是为着自己要到罗马,
he didn't go to Rome for himself,
他是为着赢得全世界他才要到罗马,
he wanted to gain the whole world, that's why he wanted to go to Rome.
那为什么主听他祷告又不听他祷告?
Why did God listen to his prayer as if he didn't listen to his prayer?
他到了罗马, 为什么让他带着囚链带着罗马?
When he came to Rome, why did he bring chains?
一万个问题,
10,000 questions.
10,000 questions.
100,000 questions.
你可以想象到经过保罗的脑海。
You could imagine this all went through the head of Paul.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
你如果仔细地去读腓立比书, 你多少能看见一点?
If you study the book of Philippians, you will see a little bit.
许多人都在问,
Many people will ask,
为什么保罗坐牢了?
Why was Paul in prison?
腓立比教会在那里问,
the church of Philippi asked that question.
以弗所教会在那里问,
the church in Ephesus asked that
如果他是合乎圣心意的,
if he is according to the heart of God,
如果谁是他所使用的,
if he is someone that God used,
现在为什么他失去了自由?
Why did he lose freedom?
保罗自己也在那里问,
Paul was asking the same question.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你从以弗所书, 从腓立比书,
So from the book of Ephesians and Philippians,
你大概能够知道保罗经过了什么?
You can understand what Paul went through.
那个监狱,
that prison,
这是外面的,
is just an outward thing.
但是保罗里面有一个监狱,
but Paul inside had a prison as
慢慢慢慢把自己就关在里面,
slowly he imprisoned himself inside of himself.
许多时候里面的监狱比外面的监狱还可怕,
sometimes the inside prison is worse than the outward prison.
如果你不小心的话,
if you're not careful,
里面的监狱可以毁掉我们这个人,
the inside prison can destroy us.
谁能够救我脱离这种光景?
Who can deliver us from such condition?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so that's why,
那一次的罗马监狱,
the prison in Rome,
乃是整个保罗一生很重要的关键,
it was a great turning point in Paul's life.
那一次如果他转得好,
so if that turning point he turned the right way,
你看生命就成熟了,
then the life will become mature.
那一次转不好,
if it didn't turn out well,
你看那个生命就枯萎了,
and then that life would have withered.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
到底保罗在那个监狱里面学了些什么功课呢?
What lessons did Paul learn in prison?
我们大概把它综合一下,
let us summarize it this way.
让我们先这样解释一下,
let us explain it this way.
我们知道说保罗, 实在是一个有意向的人。
Now we know Paul was a man of vision.
在整个犹太教里面,
In all of Judaism,
没有人能赶得上他的,
no one can reach Paul.
他自己告诉我们说,
Paul told us,
他在加马列门下严格受教,
he was taught under Gamaliel.
他比他同岁的人更有长进,
he was more advanced than all of his age.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他生下来就是希伯来人中的希伯来人,
he was born a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他可以说每一寸,
every inch on him was Hebrew.
你看见没有?
You see that?
如果有一个人活在传统之下,
if someone lives under tradition,
没有一个人比保罗更活在传统之下,
no one more than Paul lived under tradition.
你能想象到那个传统力量在他身上有多大?
You see how great that tradition was upon him.
他是个典型的犹太人,
he was a Jew of Jews.
你在犹太人的祖先是谁?
Who are the ancestors of the Jews?
那就是雅各了,
and that is Jacob.
你知道神怎么形容雅各呢?
Now how did God describe Jacob?
神说你这虫,
so you worm Jacob.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这句话不是骂人的话,
this is not an insult.
我们用这句话是骂人的,
when we call this worm,
我们的主不是,
our Lord didn't mean
to be an
insult. God, the Lord used this to describe his condition.
所有的雅各和雅各的子孙都是这样子的,
so all Jacob and his descendants are this way.
为什么说你是虫呢?
Why are you a worm?
换一句话说,
in other words,
你的空间是两度的空间,
your perspective is a two-dimensional perspective.
是平面的世界,
your world is a surface world.
你看你从一个地方爬到另外一个地方,
so you crawl from one place to another place.
他从来不知道天有多高有多厚, he
didn't know how high heaven is.
他只知道这是他的世界,
he only knows that this is his world.
神把所有地上的祝福都给了他们,
God gives them all the earthly blessings to them.
所以你要小心不要给犹太人一同做生意,
just be careful, don't do business with the Jews,
因为神把地上所有的祝福都给他,
because God already gave him all the blessings.
神把天上的祝福统统给你,
God gave you all the heavenly blessings.
好了,所有地上的祝福包括你口袋里的钱,
so all the earthly blessings, including the money in your pocket,
你和他一同做生意,
if you do business with him,
结果你口袋钱跑到他口袋里面去,
then your money in your pocket will fall into his pocket.
为什么?
Why?
这就是虫雅各的意思,
this is you worm Jacob.
你看见雅各就是在地上爬来爬去的,
Jacob was crawling here and there.
所以当一个犹太人,
When a Jewish person,
当他们想到犹太教,
when they think about Judaism,
当他们想到将来的弥赛亚国的时候,
when they think about the Messianic kingdom,
它是指的什么?
What do they refer to?
是指整个世界他们可以做头来说的,
because they are thinking that in this whole world they will become the head.
所以对于一个犹太人来说,
so for a Jewish person,
对一个保罗来讲,
for a Paul,
他最大的观念是全世界的观念,
his the biggest concept is the concept of the world.
他为什么要到罗马去?
Why does he go to Rome?
要把福音带到全世界,
because he wants to bring the gospel to the whole world.
如果呢, 征服全世界,
if he can conquer the whole world,
他就到了底了,
then he had reached the height.
不可能比这个更高了。
Nothing higher.
这是保罗的观念。
This is Paul's concept.
这是犹太人的观念。
This is the concept of the Jews.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在保罗把犹太的观念用在福音的事情上。
So Paul used the Jewish concept upon the things of the Lord.
犹太人将来有个国度是世界性的。
Now the Jews will have a worldwide kingdom.
现在保罗要征服全世界，为着赢得基督。
So he wanted to conquer the whole world for Christ.
你看目标不一样的。
So the target is different.
但是范围是一样的。
But the sphere is the same.
这个范围为什么是一样的？
Why is the sphere the same?
因为保罗生下来就是犹太人。
Because Paul was born as a Jew.
他观念是犹太人的观念。
He has a Jewish concept.
他的观念是虫的观念。
He has the concept of the worm.
只有两度空间的。
Only two dimensional.
你知道如果蚂蚁就在两度空间爬来爬去的话。
So you know, if the ants, they only crawl in this two dimensional world.
如果那里有一块肉啊。
If there's a piece of meat there, and of course the ants want to eat that piece of meat.
但如果你在周围把它围上火把的话,
so, but if you put a circle of fire around him,
结果蚂蚁告诉自己说,
so the ant will tell you, I can't go there.
因为过去呢,
because if I go, I will die.
所以呢,他知道在两度空间观念里面,
so you know that to the two-dimensional world, that meat will always be there.
只要我不吃掉,
if I don't eat it, it will always be there. So one day you discover, hey, the meat disappeared.
为什么肉不见了呢?
Why did the meat disappear?
你知道那个家里面那个小孩子啊,
so the little child went over, reached and took that piece of meat and left. And then the ant thought, how did he do it?
因为他在两度空间的观念嘛,
so in the concept of the two-dimensional world,
他这一定神迹发现了,
is that a miracle occurred.
你看见吗? 本来肉在那,
the meat was there, and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
他不能够解释,
he cannot explain it. But he's like a child, he has a three-dimensional concept.
他就知道为什么肉就被拿走了,
so that's why that meat was taken away.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
保罗虽然 结果累累,
even though Paul bore much fruit,
虽然神使用他,
even though God used him,
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
保罗以为就这么多了,
Paul felt that was it.
他说这就是神的旨意,
said this is the will of God.
凡是关乎神的旨意, 我们一样必会不传给你们的,
there is nothing of the will of God that I have not declared to you.
你要明白神的旨意吗?
If you want to know the will of God,
你读罗马书,
study Romans,
读, 林前林后,
first, second Corinthians,
然后读加拉太书,
and Galatians,
你也读贴前贴后,
study first and second Thessalonians.
这就是全部神的旨意了,
this is the whole will of God.
保罗没有想到,
Paul did not imagine,
他会更上一层楼,
he will go higher.
对于一个两度空间的虫,
for someone that lives in the two-dimensional world,
他怎么会想到有一天,
how would he imagine,
有一个东西叫做天,
one day there is something called heaven.
保罗就是那个虫,
Paul is that worm.
但是他做梦的时候,
but when he dreamed,
神给他看一个天梯,
God, he saw a ladder. He never imagined.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在雅各的世界里面,
in the world of Jacob,
就是整个的平面世界,
the whole world is just a two-dimensional world. He never understood what heaven meant.
如果有一天他真的知道天是怎么回事,
if one day he understood what heaven meant,
你看见吗?
You see that?
神在雅各的身上一定要做一个工作的。
So then God had to do a work in Jacob.
现在, 神对保罗也是这么做。
So now God was doing this to Paul.
他最多像那个虫一样,
he is nothing but like that worm.
毛毛虫,
it's just like a caterpillar.
这个毛毛虫也长大了,
this caterpillar also grew up.
他以为就是这么多,
he thought that was it.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你知如果毛毛虫有一种的生命,
but if the caterpillar has a certain life,
如果有一种特殊的生命,
has a special life,
如果它的生命是蝴蝶的生命的话,
if that life is the life of a butterfly,
你就会发现它生命成长过程里面,
so in the process of the growth of his life,
有一段的时间,
one period of time,
它完全被放在监牢里面,
he is completely imprisoned.
你看见本来是毛毛虫,
before he was a caterpillar,
现在呢它变成了现在它变成蛹了,
And then now he became a
pupa. Pupa.
Pupa.
Yeah. 就变成蛹了。 那么然后呢, 有 cocoon, 就是有茧, 有像壳子一样把它包在一起。
And there was a cocoon that encircled him.
那弟兄姊妹, 你看见在那里, 这个蛹好像死掉了。
And then is that silkworm had died.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
那一段时间是最重要的事。
That period of time is the most important period of time.
有一个变化,
there is a transformation.
有一个关键,
There is a turning point.
从一个最丑陋的毛毛虫的一个身体,
from a most ugliest silkworm.
等一等要变化成一个很荣耀的身体,
and I'll be transformed into a glorious body.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
You see that?
保罗在监牢那段日子,
so the period of time that Paul spent in prison,
就好像一个蝴蝶的一生经过了蛹的阶段一样,
it's just like the life of a butterfly as it went through the cocoon.
那个整个的监牢对他来讲是可控制，但是茧。
For him, it's the prison is the cocoon.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters, now you understand?
神的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of God?
在整个成长的过程里面,
then the whole process of growth.
保罗起头最多不过是毛毛虫,
in the beginning, Paul was but a silkworm.
他的世界是平面的世界,
his world was a two-dimensional world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个平面世界的人,
and one who was in a two-dimensional world.
他怎么领会三度空间的世界?
How could he understand the three-dimensional world?
一个犹太教里面的人,
one who was from Judaism.
他怎么懂?
How can he understand spiritual things?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
You see that, brothers and sisters?
在整个属灵的事是在犹太空间以外的,
all the spiritual things are beyond that of Judaism.
保罗不知道原来有个东西有另外一个空间的,
Paul didn't know there was another dimension.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
当他经过那一段监禁的时间,
as he went through that imprisonment,
起头是翻江倒海的,
before he was struggling within,
慢慢慢慢的神的话就临到他了,
slowly the word of God came upon him.
弟兄姊妹当神的话临到他的时候,
and the word of God came upon him.
你看慢慢慢慢他就经过了许多变化,
slowly he went through some transformation.
这个变化我们不知道的,
we don't know what happened.
有一天我们见主面的时候我们才会明白过来,
one day when we meet the Lord we'll understand.
但是那两年保罗所经过的没有人知道,
those 2 years what he went through no one knows.
只有主自己知道,
only the Lord knows.
但是在这两年大概快要结束的时候,
but at the end of these 2 years,
你看你很稀奇啊,
very amazing,
慢慢慢慢的你看见有一个洞就发现了,
slowly there was a hole that was dug,
然后在里面 那个蝴蝶慢慢慢慢的就从里面就脱身出来,
and then slowly that butterfly will break forth from that.
那个过程只有神自己知道,
only that process only God knows.
刚开始一点点的洞,
before there was just a little hole,
他要用许多的力量才能够挤过那个洞,
he has to use a lot of strength to go through that hole.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
那个洞虽然很小,
even though that hole is very small,
但是不知不觉会把它里面的水分把它洗掉的,
and then somehow it pushes out the water in him,
而慢慢慢慢会叫它的翅膀慢慢就得着坚硬的,
so that will cause his wings to be strengthened.
所以等到它真的从里面出来的时候,
so because when it truly breaks forth,
它能够翱翔在空中,
then he can start to fly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see that
他所在的世界,
now the world that he's in,
是一个虫所不能明白的,
it's something that a silkworm cannot understand.
他比从前更高了,
he is much higher than before.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这就是保罗所经历的,
this is what Paul experienced.
有一个这样的故事,
there's a story that says,
有一个人呢, 他把那个蛹从外面带回来了,
a person took the cocoon and brought it indoors.
他要观察这个蝴蝶到底最后怎么起来的,
he wants to observe how the butterfly came forth.
他看见那个洞慢慢开了然后破了然后要出来了, 就是蝴蝶要出来了,
so he saw how there was a hole that broke forth, and he saw the butterfly wanted to come out.
他说我要帮他一点忙,
so let me help him a little bit.
那个洞太小了,
the hole is too small.
我有剪刀把它剪一剪,
let me cut that hole with the
scissors. 那这样他很容易就跑出来了,
this way he can come out easily.
他果然一剪啊,
so when he cut that hole,
那个蝴蝶果然就跑出来了,
and then the butterfly came forth.
哦,他高兴得很啊,
he was so happy.
终于替他减少了很多很多的难处,
he saved much difficulty for that butterfly.
结果没有发现那个蝴蝶出来都全身都是肿的,
so didn't imagine that that butterfly came out all swollen.
你看那个水分没有挤掉,
the water was not squeezed out.
你看见吗? 因为现在这个洞太大了, 当然挤不掉了,
because the hole was too big, now the water couldn't get out.
而且那个翅膀变得非常非常弱的,
and then the wings became very weak.
所以没有多久他就不高兴了,
slowly he was very angry.
慢慢慢慢看见这个蝴蝶根本不会飞了,
slowly he found that this butterfly can't fly.
过了一个钟头两个钟, 它永远不会飞,
and 1 or 2 hours the butterfly didn't know how to fly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
蝴蝶会飞,
the fact that the butterfly can fly,
秘诀就在那个洞,
the secret is that hole.
那个洞就是那么小,
that hole is that small.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当这个蝴蝶从里面出来的时候,
as the butterfly comes forth from that
hole, 只有主知道他经过了多少,
only the Lord knows what he went through.
所以没有一个人可以减少十字架的困难,
so no one can reduce the suffering of the cross.
神老早衡量好那个洞口到底有多大,
the Lord already measured how big that hole should be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见 到底保罗发生了什么事?
What happened in Paul's life?
很清楚,
it's very clear.
很明显当他被关在监牢里面,
it's very clear that when he was in prison,
当他被在永科在那个茧的里面,
When he was inside a cocoon,
你看见他一定是翻江倒海的,
then he was struggling within. And he couldn't understand it.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. Only the Lord knows that at that time the Lord's word comforted him.
到了最后,
in the end, he never imagined. Because he has a life inside of him. That life is the life of ascension.
那个生命能把他从地上带到天上去。That
can bring him from earth into heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他从来没有想到,
he never imagined.
你看见吗?
You see that?
他知道主耶稣十字架的工作。
He knows the work of the cross of the Lord.
他也知道死而复活的能力。
He knows the power of resurrection.
什么叫死而复活?
What is the power of death and resurrection?
本来我是死的,
before I was dead.
现在我活了,
now I'm alive.
那我虽然活了,
even though I'm alive,
我就在监牢里面,
but yet I'm in prison.
我就活得很痛苦,
I live very difficultly. So you not just need the life of resurrection.
这就是你明白吗?
You see that? Many people, they experience the power of resurrection.
他仍旧在难处底下,
yet he's still in difficulty.
他仍旧痛苦得很,
he still suffers greatly.
原因在哪里?
What is the reason?
保罗学了个秘诀,
Paul learned a secret.
保罗我们怎么知道他学了秘诀?
We know what we know. How do we know he learned the lesson? If you study Ephesians, it's clear.
好吧,好吧,来看以弗所书。
Let us study Ephesians. Look at Ephesians.
第一章,
chapter 1.
第十九节,
verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗在监狱是最需要能力的时候,
Paul, when he was in prison, he needed the most power.
当他陷到自己的壳子里面,
when he fell into his own shell, he couldn't help himself.
万分沮丧的时候,
when he was depressed,
他需要一个提升的能力,
he needed something to lift him up.
现在弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and
sisters, 就在监狱里面,
in prison,
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
他经历一种能力,
he experienced the power. And it is towards us, and it's according to the working of the might. And this power was in Paul.
你看什么能力?
What is that power? Verse 20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
Which he brought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead.
所以这个能力是在基督身上运行的。
And this is wrought in Christ Jesus.
那么到底是什么能力呢?
What is that power?
使他从死里复活,
that he raised him from the dead.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是故事的一半,
this is half of the story.
这个能力叫我们从死里复活,
this power causes us to life from death.
但是不够,
not enough.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边,
and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
那这个能力不只是复活的能力,
this power is not just the power of resurrection,
而且是升天的能力,
it's the power of ascension.
你看保罗这里形容得很生动,
now Paul explained very clearly,
远超过一切执政的,
far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named. This is the world of the angels. Not only this world, but also in that which is to come. Where did our Lord ascend to? The Lord ascended to the highest place.
你怎么最高的地方?
How do you know it's the highest place?
因为只有他最高的时候,
only when he's at the highest place, then all things are under his feet.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你沮丧的时候,
when you are depressed,
万物都在你的头顶上,
all things are above your head.
所以把你这个人压垮了,
so it crushes you.
什么叫升天的经历呢?
What is the experience of ascension?
我要问弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你有多少东西在你脚下?
How many things are beneath your feet?
你就知道, you
know how high you have ascended.
如果像我们的主升到最高的地方,
if our Lord ascends to the highest place,
他叫万有都伏在他的脚下,
he can call all things to be beneath his feet.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see,
我们的主被升为至高,
our Lord has ascended to the highest place.
什么叫做升天的能力呢?
What is the power of ascension?
升天的能力叫所有东西都在我们脚底下,
the power of ascension causes all things to be under our feet.
所以许多时候,
so many times,
你越祷告, 你越陷到难处里面,
the more you pray, the more you enter into your difficulty. Why many prayers cannot cause you to be delivered? Because the more you pray, the more you focus on your difficulty. But when you praise,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在这个时候,
At this point, everything is beneath your feet.
我们里面有个生命,
we have a life in us.
这个生命像火箭一样,
this life is like a life of a rocket.
任何东西不能够脱离这个整个地球的魔掌,
Nothing can be delivered from the hands of this world.
但是魔掌, Yeah, 但是最后呢, 你看见说, 火箭能够把人带到太空去,
but finally, the rocket could take people to outer space.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and
sisters,
now you understand?
这就是保罗所学的功课。
This is the lesson Paul learned.
第二章他告诉我们说,
in chapter 2, he tells us,
我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上,
that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
保罗明明在监牢里面,
Paul was in prison.
他说他在天上,
but he can say he's in heaven.
这叫什么?
What is this?
保罗从他
So Paul was delivered from within himself.
所以就是保罗个人来说,
so for Paul individually,
保罗得救了一只,
Paul was healed.
不要忘记,
don't forget. Paul was also a weak vessel.
他也会受伤的,
he was one that could be wounded.
我们什么时候能从我们自己里面拯救出来?
When can we be delivered from ourselves?
你看见这是很明显, 保罗在这里得着了一只,
so Paul was healed here.
所以给我们看见说,
so we see here,
他现在能与基督一同坐在天上,
now he could be seated with Christ in the heavenly
place. 第二点,
second point,
就着神在他身上积极的工作来说,
in the matter of the positive work of the Lord,
就着他生命成长的轨迹来说,
in this matter of the process of the growth of his life,
保罗做梦也没有想到,
Paul never imagined,
他以为说到了 第二个阶段最末了已经到了最高峰了,
he thought that when he came to the end of the second stage, he can't reach the highest point.
他没有想到可以更上一层,
he didn't imagine that he could go higher.
现在保罗像蝴蝶一样能飞翔在空中,
now Paul is like a butterfly that could fly in space.
哦,亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
现在你看见他所看见的世界,
now the world that he saw,
和虫所爬的两度空间的世界完全不一样了,
is completely different from the world, the two-dimensional world of the worm.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
犹太教 最大的观念是 global, 是全世界的,
the greatest concept of Judaism is global.
但是当保罗告诉我们说, 我们的主升到最高,
so when our Lord ascended to the highest place,
你看见我们的主是万有的元首,
our Lord is the Lord of all things,
我们的主是宇宙的元首,
our Lord is the Lord of the universe,
然后教会是他的身体,
and the church is his body,
头在天上,
the head is in heaven,
身体在地上,
the body is on earth.
这是什么?
What is that?
这分明是个宇宙,
this is but a universal man.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you understand? Paul thought it was the biggest thing was global.
这是犹太教,
this is Judaism.
你愿意做犹太教的一支吗?
You want to become a sect of Judaism?
教会怎么可能是犹太教的一支呢?
How can the church be a sect of Judaism?
这难怪要炸掉的嘛?
Of course it will be destroyed.
你把这个宇宙放在小小地球难道不叫爆炸吗?
So if you put the whole universe on this earth, is it not going to explode?
所以现在保罗所看见,
so what Paul saw,
教会是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
太大了,
it's too big.
你明白吗?
You understand?
我们平常赶不上这个观念,
normally we cannot stoop to that level.
我们到现在还在二度空间来爬来爬去,
now we're still climbing on this two-dimensional world.
但是感谢主,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Thank the Lord,
保罗更往前一步,
Paul went further.
现在你看见他看得更高了,
now he saw even higher.
所以当他看见这些的时候,
when he saw these things,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他才忽然明白过来,
then he slowly understood.
弟兄姊妹,犹太教太小太小了,
Judaism is too small.
最多是这个地球而已,
it's nothing but the earth.
但是讲到教会,
but when you speak about the church,
乃是指着整个宇宙来说的,
it speaks about the whole universe.
你读这一段圣经,
if you study this portion,
你会觉得很有意思,
you'll think it's very interesting.
第一,
first,
当我们的主升到至高的时候,
when our Lord ascended to the highest place,
他就将万有都伏在他的脚下,
he calls all things to be under his feet.
这什么意思?
What does this mean?
他征服了万有,
it means that he conquered all things.
他得着了万有,
he gained all things.
所以他是宇宙的元首,
so that's why he is the head of the universe.
再等一等他告诉我们说,
but then later he tells us,
他又是充满万有者的,
he is that which fills all.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
是谁充满了这个万有呢?
Who fills all?
当然是基督充满了万有的,
of course Christ fills all.
所以你看宇宙是什么东西呢?
So what is the universe?
宇宙是个器皿,
the universe is but a vessel.
这个器皿是盛装基督的丰满的,
this universe is to hold the riches of Christ.
现在当主升到至高的时候,
so when Christ ascended into heaven,
圣经明明说他充满万有,
the Bible tells us that he filled the universe.
万有都在他脚底下,
all things are under his feet.
所以一面充满,
on the one hand, he fills all, on the hand.
所以这里的充满和占有是同样的一件事,
so to fill all means the same thing.
他充满多少,
however much he fills all, the more that's how much he's conquered. He has filled the whole universe.
因为他升得最高,
because he ascended to the highest
place. 那不光把它充满了,
not only has he filled it all, but he has
filled it all.
That's why he is the head of the universe.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
讲这段话的时候,
when he spoke about this portion, Paul tells us what?
你知道什么是教会吗?
What is the church? The church is that which fills all in all.
换一句话说,
in other words,
in
this universe, there are two vessels.
一个是宇宙,
one is the universe.
是充满基督的,
it's full of Christ.
还有一个器皿,
another vessel.
乃是教会,
it's the church.
The
church is like another universe.
所以请我们记得,
so remember,
今天物质的宇宙,
this physical universe, it's one type of universe. The church is another universe.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见保罗所看见的,
you see what Paul saw?
给我们看见说整个的宇宙有两个器皿,
the whole universe has two vessels.
一个指着我们看得见的物质的宇宙,
one is the physical universe that we can see.
还有一个就是教会,
one is the church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见神一面充满这个宇宙,
on the one hand, God fills this universe.
基督充满这个宇宙,
Christ fills this universe.
另外一方面, 既然教会是基督的丰满, 他当然充满整个的教会。
So of course, because the Christ is the fullness of the church, he fills the whole church.
他充满宇宙,
he fills the whole universe.
他就征服宇宙,
he conquers the whole universe.
他做了万有之首,
he becomes the head over all things.
他充满教会,
he fills the church.
也征服了教会,
he has conquered the church.
他当然是教会的元首,
of course, he is the head of the church.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 保罗在监牢里面所看见的,
so what Paul saw in the prison,
是从来没有人看见的,
no one has ever seen such a thing.
现在我们明白吗?
Now we understand.
我们所以为的教会是怎样的教会呢?
What is the church that we think is the church?
我们常常想到是犹太教的延伸,
we think it, but the extension of Judaism.
那个器皿太小了,
that vessel is too small.
那个旧皮带太小了,
that old wine skin is too small.
什么叫新皮带呢?
What is the new wine skin?
新皮带有多大呢?
How big is the new wine skin?
它在宇宙那么大,
it's as big as the whole universe.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为基督,
because Christ fills the whole universe.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你现在明白了,
now you understand?
保罗虽然被监禁,
even though Paul was imprisoned,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
里面升天的生命,
the life of ascension in him,
不只让与主一同坐在天上,
not allowed him to just be seated with Christ in the heavens.
现在他看见的教会,
now the church that he saw,
你看他地, 现在他真的看见了,
now he truly saw.
你看见整个的教会像另外一个宇宙,
the whole church is like another universe.
这个宇宙是生命的宇宙,
this universe is the universe of life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
难怪以弗所书是全本圣经启示最高的,
that's why the book of Ephesians is the highest revelation in the Bible.
难怪说到这里, 保罗说, 要求主赐给我们智慧和启示的人,
that's why Paul prays that we may receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
感谢主弟兄,
thank the Lord.
你如果知道在监狱里面保罗经过了什么,
if you know what Paul went through in prison,
所以这一次保罗真的经历了 升天的能力,
this time Paul really experienced the power of ascension.
虽然在地上,
even though on earth,
好像在天上一样,
as if he's still in,
他能和基督一同坐在天上,
he can be seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
我们知道说, 有一个弟兄叫 Robert Chapman, 是基伯门弟兄,
now there's a brother named Robert Chapman,
他是弟兄会中间最代表弟兄会的,
he was a brother among the brethren,
brother indeed,
he was a brother indeed.
他的的确确是弟兄会里面最标准的弟兄,
he was the most representative brother among the brethren.
这个弟兄充满爱的,
this brother was full of love.
他爱到一个地步啊,
he loved so much,
许多人都知道他,
many people knew him.
所以有一次澳洲有个弟兄写封信给他,
so one day a brother in Australia wrote a letter to him.
他忘记了他的地址,
he forgot his address.
他就写英国,
he said England,
爱的大学,
he said the University of Love.
然后 Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman.
然后就丢在邮筒里,
and he threw it in the postal service.
你想邮差看这个信会送到那个人手里吗?
If you imagine, could a postman actually deliver such a letter?
Robert Chapman 果然收到这封信,
Robert Chapman indeed received this letter.
所以他是 brother indeed.
He's indeed a brother indeed.
他在真理上和 Darby 看法不一样。
So, but in the matter of truth, he didn't agree with Darby.
Darby 相信全教会在大灾那前要被提的。
The Darby believes that the whole church will be raptured before the tribulation.
Robert Chapman 相信只有得胜者被提。
Robert Chapman believed only the overcomers will be raptured.
或者多次被提。
Or multiple raptures.
这叫 partial rapture.
Or partial rapture.
那弟兄姊妹看法当然不一样了。
Of course, their views are different.
那你知道那些跟随达比的人呢、啊、
？So those who follow Darby，
你知道你只要反对达比，你是反对圣经。
So if you are against Darby, you're against the Bible。
你明白吗
？That's
所以达比是不能碰的。
So Darby can't touch him。
你只要一碰达比，你就是反对圣经。
If you touch Darby, you are against the Bible。
所以后来当然他们讲了很多 Robert Chapman 的话。
So of course they spoke a lot about Brother Robert Chapman。
你知道这次啊，这个达比越听越生气。
So Darby was angrier and angrier。
然后就跟他的朋友说，跟他拥护他的人说。
And then told those of that were his followers.
他说你知道吗
you know,
我们一天到晚在谈论与基督一同坐在天上
We keep on talking about being seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
但是我们的弟兄就在那里
But our brother is there.
弟兄姊妹你懂这个就
So do you understand what this means?
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
So let us, the Lord open up our eyes.
我们蒙恩得救以后
After we are saved.
我们不只要脱离罪
We only have to be delivered from sin.
感谢主要脱离世界
We have to be delivered from
the world. 脱离我们的肉体
We have to be delivered from flesh.
但是更重要我们要脱离这块地
But more importantly, we have to be delivered from this earth.
我们应该常常离地上升
We have to often be away from this earth in heaven.
当你被这块地辖制的时候
When you are so encompassed by this world.
你就被你自己辖制
Or you are so restricted by the earth.
尤其当你受伤的时候
You're restricted by yourself, especially when you're wounded.
当你反应的时候
When you react.
结果叫你这个人越陷越深，越陷越深，越陷越深。
So you fall deeper and deeper and deeper inside.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
借着升天的能力
Through the power of ascension.
保罗得着了医治
Paul received healing.
所以等到你再来读其他的书信的
So when you study the other books.
你看见保罗不一样了
So Paul was different.
所以他能够说
So then he could say.
我说你们要喜乐
So you have to rejoice.
我说在主里你们要常常喜乐
Again I say rejoice.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他当初的愿望就是欢欢喜喜到了罗马
His desire was that he could come joyously to Rome.
你拿着锁链怎么会欢喜
How can you bring you with joy if you have chains?
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗
You see that?
因着那个升天的经历
Because of the experience of ascension.
当保罗好像从毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的时候
When Paul as if he changed from a worm to a butterfly.
他现在发现一种的喜乐
Now he discovered a joy.
这个喜乐的源头从里面来
This joy comes from within.
不是外面来
It's not outward.
所以他可以告诉腓立比的圣徒
So he could tell the church in Philippi
你们要喜乐
You have to rejoice
我再说你们要喜乐
Again I say
在主里要喜乐
Rejoice in the Lord
这个喜乐是更深的喜乐
This joy is a deeper joy
所以全本圣经里面腓立比书是最深的
So in the whole Bible the experience is the deepest in
book 这里的喜乐不是普通的
This joy is not a regular joy
是保罗在监狱里面所学的
It's the joy that Paul learned in prison
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
So thank the Lord
虽然那两年在保罗在监狱里面
Even those 2 years were in prison
保罗的的确学了很宝贵很深的功课
Paul learned a precious precious lesson
感谢主
Thank the Lord
现在你看见说
Now you saw
保罗更高了
Paul was higher
保罗更深了
Paul was deeper
我们从他的四封书信
From his 4 epistles
那就是以弗所书哥罗西书腓利门书腓利比书
Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Philemon
不光教会有路了
Not only does the church have a way
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们都能够有升天的经历
We can all experience the experience of ascension
在地上我们都与基督 在天上
On earth as if we're in heaven.
当我们在病床上
When we are in our sick bed.
当我们的主为我们铺床的时候
When the Lord does the bed for us.
这不是天堂是什么
Isn't this heaven?
这不是与基督一同坐在天上是什么
Isn't this to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
You see that?
现在保罗从第二个阶段能进到第三个阶段
So now Paul can enter from his second stage to his third stage.
他更高了
He has gone higher.
他更深了。
He has gone deeper.
在第二组的书信里面。
In the second group of books.
他讲到神的旨意。
He spoke on the will of God.
那个是单数的旨意。
That is the singular will of God.
他在这以前告诉凡神的旨意我通通告诉你们了。
So before he told I have declared to you the whole counsel of God.
那应该没有了,
there should be nothing left.
但是不,
but no.
当你读第三组书信的时候,
when you read the third group of books, you still speak about the will of God. Now it's the eternal will of God. It speaks about the mystery of the will.
弟兄姊妹,
don't downplay these words.
有的人是喊口号的,
some people they just speak a slogan, they make it a slogan.
但是保罗是从经历里面出来的,
Paul gained these from experience.
你只有多少的经历,
so how much experience you have, can you really relate to how much Paul spoke on?
那我问弟兄,
so let me ask you,
保罗,
Paul,
他27年前不是看见基督与教会吗?
Didn't he see the Christ and the church 27 years before?
他问主说, 主啊, 你是谁?
He said, who are you, Lord?
主说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, I am the one whom you persecute.
那你想想看,
think about it.
保罗一定会说, 我怎么会逼迫耶稣?
He said, how can I persecute Jesus?
我只是逼迫耶稣的门徒。
I only persecute the disciples of Jesus.
但是因为教会就是基督的身体。
Now because the church is the body of Christ,
头在天上,
the head is in heaven,
保罗没有办法逼迫到头,
Paul cannot persecute the head.
但什么时候你逼迫在地上的身体就是逼迫头。
So when you persecute the body on earth, you're persecuting the head.
所以我们很肯定,
so we are sure,
保罗在大马士的路上,
on the way to Damascus,
第一次我们的主征服他的时候,
when the Lord conquered him,
他真的看见教会是基督的身体。
He really saw that the church was the body of Christ.
他不只看见宇宙性,
he not only saw the universal,
他也看见地方性,
he only saw the local.
所以那次的看见是完全的看见。
So the seeing that time was a complete seeing.
那是27年前。
But it was 27 years before.
问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
你是看见了。
You did see it.
你能够说我不违背从天上来的意象?
He said, I did not go against the heavenly vision.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters,
这是个忠心的保罗。
This is a faithful Paul.
全世界只有一个人看见。
Paul, only one person saw this.
全世界只有一个人忠心。
In this whole universe, only one person was faithful.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
神的旨意能完成吗?
Can the will of God be fulfilled?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
保罗只是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
Paul was but a member in the body of Christ.
你看见了,所以你走上去。
You saw it, you can follow.
别人没有看见,
others that didn't see it,
别人怎么也走上去呢?
How can the others follow as well?
所以弟兄姊妹明白, 27年所看见是光,
27 years before what he saw was light.
那个光叫保罗一个人属灵,
that light can only cause Paul to be spiritual.
别人看不见就是不能属灵,
no one saw it, no one could be spiritual.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在保罗怎么样能叫别人也看见?
Now what can Paul allow others to see as well?
现在光有光不行的,
you can't just have a light.
光是很主观的,
the light is very subjective.
你看见就是看见了,
you saw it, you saw it.
别人不明白,
others don't understand it.
你仍旧忠心地走路,
you're still faithful to the Lord.
问题在这里,
but the problem is this,
你怎么能帮助别人一同上路呢?
How can you help others to go on the way as well?
这件事办不到的,
you cannot do it yourself.
所以因着这个缘故,
so because of this,
神必须把话给保罗,
God must give Paul his word.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神不随便给保罗话的,
God does not just give the word to anyone.
保罗在主面学习有多少, 神在开的话有多少,
however much Paul learned before the Lord, that's how much word the Lord gives him.
他顺服有多少, 主在给他话有多少,
how much he obeys, that's how much word the Lord gives him.
弟兄姊妹, 经过了27年,
after 27 years,
神在他上有那么多的工作,
God has such a deep work in him.
慢慢那些话就来了,
slowly those words come to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以等到他写以弗所书的时候,
so when he wrote the book of Ephesians,
他不只看见光,
he not only saw the light,
他也把他所看见的用话来表示出来,
so then he used that and put it in words.
这就是神的话,
so this is the word of God.
这就是以弗所书,
this is the book of Ephesians.
这就是启示,
this is Revelation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在保罗所看见,
now what Paul saw, all of us could see,
因为有了话了,
because he has the word now.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在教会可以被建造了,
so now the church could be built.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
Do you see that?
否则这个蓝图只在保罗的脑海里面,
so otherwise this blueprint is only in the head of Paul.
他知道怎么盖房子的,
he knew how to build the house,
别人通通不知道,
no one else knew.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
现在主把话给他,
now the Lord gave him the word.
主把以弗,
God gave the book of Ephesians, but God gave him the book of Colossians.
那感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
现在全教会都看见了,
now the whole church saw.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Now you understand,
谁付了最深的代价?
Who paid the greatest price?
保罗付了最大的代价,
Paul paid the greatest price.
但是现在主开我们的眼睛,
but now the Lord opened our eyes.
如果你读主的话的话,
if you study the word of God,
你看那些话就放光了,
now this word becomes light.
那些话就非常明亮了,
those words become very bright.
所以 这里给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
So now we see the church is the body of Christ.
你读到第二章的时候。
If you study the second chapter.
说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
So you were dead in your trespasses.
你们就是教会。
You is the church.
教会就是你们。
Church is you.
那你们死在罪犯过，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
You were dead in trespasses and sin.
然后主叫我们活过来。
Then the Lord called us to be resurrected.
坐在天上。
So that we can be seated with him in the heavenly places. What does that mean, brother?
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
给我们看他的身体仍旧在地上。
It shows us that his body is still on earth.
虽然保罗所看见是个伟大的宇宙，另外一个伟大的宇宙。
Even though what Paul saw was another universe.
但是给我们看见的教会仍旧在地上。
But the church was still here on earth.
我现在不一样。
But now it's different.
20年前。
20 years before.
保罗在地上。
Paul was on earth.
他往他看的时候
when he saw,
他是看见了基督与教会。
He saw the Christ and the church.
他主要是看见基督。
The most that he saw was actually Christ.
因为他人在地上。
Because he was on earth.
他往上面一看就是看见基督了。
When he looked up, he only saw Christ.
但这一次不一样。
But this time was different.
他与基督一同坐在天上。
Now he was seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
他才发现是原来教会是属天。
He discovered that the church is heavenly.
犹太教是属地的。
Judaism is earthly.
教会是属天的。
The church is heavenly.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当他与基督一同坐在天上。
When he was seated with Christ in the heavens.
他再来看教会的时候。
When he saw the church again.
那就第二章、第三章、第四章给我们看见。
That was what chapter 2, 3, and 4 show us.
他就看到时间里面来了。
He saw into time.
他看到地上里面来了。
He saw onto earth.
史伯克弟兄有一次到一个弟兄家里做客。
Brother Sparks once became a guest to a brother's house.
那个弟兄就是 F.E. Meyer, 他到家里做客。
He went to F.E. Meyer's home.
他到了家里做客发现呢 他有一个有 他们这个 F. Meyer 在墙上挂了很多东西。
Now he saw that at Brother F. Meyer's home, there were many things, plaques or other things that were on the wall.
那上面有一个有一句话就在墙壁上。
There was a plaque that was put up.
Look down.
It says look down.
往下看。
Look down.
这个史伯克就很 puzzle, 他就不懂他为什么要 look down.
Brother Spark is very puzzled. Why do I have to look down?
他就问 F.E. Meyer.
He asked F.E. Meyer.
他说为什么要 look down?
Why do I have to look down?
F.E. Meyer 怎么说?
What did F.E. Meyer say?
他问题你站在什么位置?
It depends on where you are at.
如果你与基督一同坐在天上的话,
If you're seated with Christ in the heavenly place,
什么东西都是 look down.
Everything is look down.
什么东西都在你的脚前的。
Everything is beneath you.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
You understand?
27年前,
27 years before,
保罗他从地上看见了那个基督的身体。
Paul saw the body of Christ from earth.
现在他是一只蝴蝶。
Now he is a butterfly.
主把他带到另外一个空间。
The Lord brought him into another universe, another space.
主给他看见教会属天的性质。
Now he saw the heavenly nature of the church.
现在他开始 look down.
Now he started to look down.
这就第二章、第三章跟第四章。
Chapter 2, 3, and 4.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要清楚。
So we have to be clear, brothers and sisters.
我的孙女现在才一岁多一点。
My granddaughter is a little bit more than a year old.
她会爬的时候是个 baby。
When she was crawling, she was just a baby.
她会走的时候，我们觉得她是个小人，变成个人了，小人。
Now when she starts to walk, she's like a little person.
但是你要知道，她的世界跟我们的世界不一样。
But her world is different from our world.
她跑来跑去啊。
When she runs around,
她看到都是别人的脚。
What he sees is the legs of
the people. 妈妈的脚，爸爸的脚，公公的脚，婆婆的，都是咱们的脚。
The legs of the grandparents, the parents, so on and so forth.
你懂吗？她看不见桌子上的丰富，看不见。
She cannot see the riches on the table.
所以感恩节的你得把她抱起来，她才看见火鸡的。
So on Thanksgiving, you have to lift her up before she can see the turkey.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们都是地上的小人。
We are just like the little people on earth.
我们看我们所认识的教会就只是看见脚而已。
So when we see the church, we only see at the feet level.
所以我们需要求主恩待我们。
So we have to ask the Lord to have mercy
on us
so that we can see further so that we can see deeper. This is chapter 2, 3, and 4.
还有一点, 别忘,
another point.
管教的一面,
so in this matter of discipline,
我讲了三方面, 一个是保罗自己得到医治。
So three aspects. One is that Paul was healed.
第二，你看见保罗进步了。
Second, that Paul improved.
那就是说，你看见说，现在是属天的生命，让他能够经历像蝴蝶那样的生活。
Now he could, through his heavenly life, he could experience the experience of a butterfly.
但是不要忘记还有一点。
But don't forget, there's a third point.
你记不记得 那一次就是因为他等着献祭，现在神开始拘捕他了。
Remember that time was because he offered a sacrifice. That's why God arrested him.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我相信在那几年、那两年的时间
，I believe that in those 2 years，
他起头不明白。
In the beginning, he didn't understand.
翻江倒海呀。
Of course, he had great struggles within.
慢慢慢慢就沉淀下来。
And slowly, it started to settle down.
然后圣灵就对保罗说。
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul.
你现在是在监狱里。
Now you're in prison.
你是被软禁的。
You are arrested.
有自由，
有freedom, 没有自由。And then you don't have freedom.
这个监狱代表什么？
What does this prison represent?
你为什么？主把你监禁。
Why did the Lord arrest you in prison?
如果主不监禁你的话，
If the Lord didn't arrest you,
教会就变成犹太教的一支。
The church will become a sect of Judaism.
为什么？
Why?
因为传统的影响太大了。
Because influence of tradition is too great.
你保罗根本胜不过。
You, Paul, cannot even overcome it.
整个的传统就像这个监狱。
The whole tradition is just like this prison.
谁能够叫你从这个监狱里面出来？
Who can deliver you from this prison?
你看见雅各不行。
James couldn't do it.
许多人都不行。
Many people couldn't do it.
因为你生下来是犹太人。
Because you were born a Jew.
你的观念是犹太的。
Your concept is a Jewish concept.
你不知不觉的，你就是过去的习惯。
Unbeknownst to you, you follow your tradition.
人是个习惯的东西。
Man is a man of tradition.
我听说刚刚好有发明电灯以后。
So I heard that after they invented the light bulb.
在山东有很多的朋友啊。
In Shandong, there was many friends.
现在已经有电灯了，但又过去一直用火柴的。
But there now they had light bulbs.But they used to use a match.
现在如果你进的房间，墙壁摸一摸，灯就亮了。
So now you just turn a light switch and the light turns on.
那从前不是啊。
Before,
从前一进房间就要点火柴的。
Before you went to a room, you just light the match.
所以虽然电灯来了好久了。
Even though the light bulb came for many years.
但是他们每次一从房间回来，第一件事还是点火柴的。
So every time they would come home, they would still light a match.
所以你看旧人，我们的旧人实在太老了。
So our old man is too old.
你看我们的习惯是老习惯。
Our traditions are old traditions.
你讲的教会就是我们普通传统里面所说的。
So when you speak about the church, it's what our concept is the same.
弟兄
When you were born, what kind of tradition you followed? How our father was a Christian? My mother was a Christian. I don't care what the Bible says. Because I'm used to it this way. So I have to choose a big cathedral. This is the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗也这样。
Paul was this way.
你看见，你问这些使徒们。
You ask these apostles.
他们的的确确愿意跟随主。
They want to follow the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget,
彼得不是要装假呀。
Peter didn't want to pretend.
但是不小心老习惯又出来了。
But then his old habits came back.
那连彼得、保罗也这样。
And then Paul was this way.
那不行了，保罗再这样就不得了了。
But if Paul did it, it would be too much.
对，这什么意思？
What does this mean?
当我们掉到传统的包袱跟监狱里面的时候，
When we fall under the burden of tradition or the prison of tradition,
没有一个人能从里面出来。
None of us can get out of it.
保罗也不行。
Paul couldn't either.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
神给保罗看见
so the God showed Paul,
他把那个保罗完全带到了尽头
so he brought that Paul to his end.
现在保罗需要一个能力
so now Paul needed a power.
那个能力能叫他脱离地上所有的传统
so that power would allow him to burst forth from all the traditions on earth.
当保罗在地上的时候
when Paul was on earth,
他何等不容易脱离那个传统。
It was so difficult for him to be delivered from that.
这是不可能。
It's impossible.
中国人也是一样。
Same thing with Chinese.
有人说中国人就是东方的犹太人。
Some people say that the Chinese are the Oriental Jews.
只有我们是中央，别人都是野蛮，都不行的。
We are the central nation.
所以
no everybody else are barbarians.
当我们在中国的传统底下，你不知道那个有多深，有多深。
So under the Chinese tradition, you don't know how deep it is.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
如果这样的话，一切都是地上的。
So everything has become earthly.
一切都是中国的。
Everything is Chinese.
对保罗来，一切都是犹太的。
For Paul, everything is Jewish.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？So you understand?
我们讲的教会
，When we speak about the church,
it is 中国的。
It must be Chinese.
保罗讲的教会 ，it is 犹太的。
The Jewish, for according to Paul, everything is a Jewish.
我们一定是做了传统的俘虏。
We are all.The slaves of tradition.
我们到底讲不讲神的旨意
Do we speak about the will of God?
就是我们的方便来说
For our simplicity convenience perspective. Of course we follow tradition. But the problem is this. How much time do we have left to be faithful to the Lord? How much time do we have to please the Lord? So brothers and sisters, if the church is the body of Christ, if the church is not an extension of Judaism, now the Lord has to do a work in him. Thank the Lord.
Is
that heavenly life,
那个升天的能力,
that power of ascension,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, to allow Paul to come forth from this tradition. So that's why he would give us the book of Ephesians.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我想这一方面我们要留到明天,
so I think we have to keep this for tomorrow. We'll say this much today. Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us these words.
但愿这一次你给我们有透彻的看见。
May you give us a clear understanding this time.
让我们在里面有透彻的悔改。
That we may have a clear repentance before you.
我们承认我们是瞎眼，我们承认我们是可怜。
Lord, we admit that we are blind. Lord, we are pitiful.
我们所知道的一切不过是虫所知道的一切。
What we know is but the world of the worm.
哪知道你的生命乃像蝴蝶那样的生命。
But we did not know that your life was like the life of a butterfly.
主啊，但愿给我们看见教会是属天。
Let us see that the life is the church is a heavenly thing. And that to see that your work in us is glorious. May you have mercy on us. Hear our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.